nice choice, Micah, for Micah Monday. You must like infidelity a lot.
What?
You must like cheating. Like, that's what this song endorses.
No, I like this song.
Which endorses cheating.
Yeah, you know. I mean, it just pretty much says that if you saw a hot dude out there while you were prowling and he happened to be married, that wouldn't stop you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Good thing I don't go on a prowl.
Ring never blocked a hole, according to Micah.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's what you're saying by playing this song.
I mean, I'm not. I'm saying this is a great song from, what, the 1980s, which is one of your favorite decades.
My favorite decade.
And when I put together my playlist, I always have all of you in mind.
Thank you.
And this one was for you,
maybe,
Drew.
Maybe some a little more than others at times, though.
I think I know why she's playing the song.
Why,
Seth? You think she's got something for a married guy?
No.
I don't want to put out anybody's business, but there was a witness to this. Out of nowhere today at the gym, Micah said that I had a nice ass.
Okay. Okay. Huh? Hold on. What? That's not true.
I would completely out of nowhere. I was minding my own business. She was training somebody, and she just said it when I was doing my stretching.
That was not at all how this went down.
Okay.
So let me really paint the picture for you.
Please.
Yes, I was training someone. We were in the gym, and it was somebody that he knows. So it was a very comfortable conversation. Okay. I hadn't seen Seth since, what, last Thursday? He went away for his vacation.
So his ass got hotter since the last time you saw him.
Oh, for sure.
You're
burning for him, right?
No. Well, Seth has been diligently going to the gym. Mm. I'm big on positivity and positive reinforcement.
Yeah, definitely.
My ass isn't positive.
Okay. I like to pay compliments and uplift people.
Yep.
And Seth has been working incredibly hard. Like, he's killing it. Oh,
yeah. Obviously, yeah. That ass shows. Sure. Oh, yeah, man, I want to take a bite out of it, right, onion. Micah?
So I told him, I was like, here was the exact quote. Dude, because I look at Seth like a big brother. Dude, you look really lean. I was like, you know, glutes look good, and that was all that I said.
That's not. Here's what made it weird. Because I had to confirm. I said the glutes are the ass, right? Then she said, you know, when I'm looking for what I like on a guy, the glutes are the first thing I look at, and yours are really good.
Not how I said it. I said I admire glutes. I look at glutes.
That's when I said, oh, wow, now Micah's really doubling down on this.
Oh, my gosh. Don't twist this into something that it's not. I was just paying you a compliment.
Do you think you could rate all of our glutes in the studio, but not with our pants on?
No, I could not. The hot lane's ringing.
Yeah, I got
it.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Hello, Drew Graba Live.
Turn this music off.
Hi, it's Phoebe.
Oh, hey, Phoebe, how's it going?
Oh, hey, what's going on, guys?
Nice to hear from you. I appreciate you being here. Did you know that Micah have been lusting after your man's glutes like that?
It's weird. I thought Micah and I were friends, but apparently not.
Stop that.
Micah, is that something you would have said with Phoebe there, or did you take advantage of the fact that she was not there so you could get your hungry eyes all over Seth's glutes?
No, I 1,000% would have said that right in front of Phoebe. I would say, oh, look, he's been working hard. Look at those glutes.
But maybe you're just very comfortable with them, you know, so you just think that she would never expect you lusting after a man.
I'm not lusting after Seth.
Well, I mean, you saw his juicy quads or his glutes and you...
No, I didn't see his juicy quads. I just said glutes look good.
I was very surprised.
Oh, my God.
Does this change things between you and Micah, Phoebe?
I don't know. I didn't realize she was so thirsty.
Are we still on for coffee tomorrow at 2?
Coffee and some buns, perhaps?
No!
Only if you think my glutes look as good as his.
I will compliment your glutes every time I see you. Listen, not twist this and make it into something.
There's nothing twisted. You said flat out, your glutes look good.
Well, I train people. Say
so
your quads look good.
So that gives you a free pass?
So any trainer is allowed to go up to you and say, hey,
okay,
glutes are looking pretty tight.
I'm very close with Seth. And so I can say, hey, triceps look good. It's a muscle group just like any other. He's been working on it. He's been doing squats 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Developing that muscle group.
Any other muscles you noticed on him lately?
Like that love muscle?
Nope.
That getting bigger?
Yeah.
Nope.
Engorged?
That muscle group getting engorged?
No.
What if it was? Would you say, hey, groin's looking good?
No, I don't
really
do that.
Working out that crotch.
I'm sorry this is happening to you, Phoebe.
Man, I'm so, so sorry that you have to hear all this.
Don't you guys paint a picture that doesn't exist.
Picture exists.
By the way, I'm not gonna and I'm not gonna remain voiceless anymore. I feel like I can't wear these certain shorts in the gym because Mike is gonna feel make me feel like I'm just there to be stared at like a zoo animal.
Right.
And that's not the case. I'm there for me.
Yep. You just do you, bro.
Just because you're so like the thirst is so real with you.
The thirst is so real.
Let me guess, Micah, because he was wearing those shorts, he should have expected it, right?
Yeah, he was asking for it. Yeah. Coming into your gym wearing those tight little shorts.
Because he's been working hard in the gym week after week.
Now
I paid a compliment.
I have a theory.
What's the theory?
Mike is very attracted to muscly men, guys that are very fit.
Right.
You know, dude that looks like he can squat 650 with no problem.
Right.
And I feel like those guys that Micah goes after, they're not really for her. They're not really working out. So I feel like she's kind of shifting her attention to the opposite of that, which is me.
Yeah.
Which is me. And I got to tell you, like, I know I'm safe and I'm not a muscly guy and, you know, I've settled down, but I don't think that I can't be the guy for you, Micah.
No, go look at another dad bod somewhere. Not, you know,
seriously.
Not Bunzi McCottle. Yeah.
Bunzi McCottle.
So tell with Phoebe on the phone. Can you tell Seth that his glutes look good in the same way that you told him when she wasn't
Seth,
there?
Seth, maybe you should get up and show
us
something.
Yeah, like, Seth, why don't you display your glutes for her?
If it was no big deal, then it shouldn't matter.
We're
that
just
she's on
reenacting
the
something that already took place.
By the way, I wasn't even displaying.
Oh, we know. We're not victim shaming.
Yeah,
here.
No.
Don't worry, you're the victim,
now
Seth.
I feel like I'm in a lineup now, and I don't.
You should.
Yeah.
Well, dude, you look. Well, at first I said, okay, how was your weekend?
Yeah, that's all boring. Let's get to the part where you objectify to
butter him up before you.
You look lean. Dude, glutes look good.
Oh, jeez.
Is that my ass?
Yeah, it's your glutes, your butt.
Wait, what do you mean good? What does good mean? Define good.
Muscular. There's improvement.
Taut.
Build a donk. You want to build a donk. That's why
you
squat.
Build a donk workshop?
Something you want to rest your head upon?
No, thank you. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever.
What if Seth had said, if you think they look good, you should feel them?
I would have said, no, thank you.
Okay, well, you opened the door for that, just so you know. Like, you opened the door for responses like that.
Strong group.
Now I can feel that. They feel very nice.
They're for you. Listen, building strong glutes for Seth and for you.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah, for her and your eyes. Yeah. He had a threesome with his wife and your eyes.
No, I would never do that. And me, myself, and I are going to celebrate Valentine's Day, and I'm not interested in Seth's glutes.
Okay. See, the lines are so blurred now because I looked at Micah like a sister, but not a sister I want to have sex with. And you can see I'm the brother now, and it's the hot brother.
There's a reason that stepbrother porn is so big.
That is true.
And that's because of this. Well, Phoebe, I'm sorry. On behalf of the show, that you had to be subjected to that.
That's okay. I really just thought we were friends, but I just now see she's very thirsty, and things have changed between us now, Michael.
Don't call me thirsty.
Also, ladies, don't blame yourselves because I'm so hot. There's really.
Phoebe, have a great day. Thank you.
Phoebe, I love you.
727-579-1.
I mean, I hate to try to say that we're building a case against Micah, but I think there's somebody on hold who also witnessed it as well. An 800 number on your hold.
Hello.
Hey, it's Danielle.
Oh, Danielle, who works in our office.
Yep, that's me.
What's going on, Danielle? How are you doing?
Good. John told me to call in.
That's
of course
not true.
He did.
That's not true at all. We've got some mystique here.
Associate producer.
Well, we wanted to talk to you about when you saw Micah sexually harass Seth.
Don't call it that. Gosh.
I mean,
blowing this way out of proportion. It was not anything like that serious.
Oh, they've got a girl power thing going on there. Yeah,
seriously.
This is
like when R. Kelly had his crew. Yeah. You know, everything
John,
was in
seriously,
on
seriously, don't paint a picture that doesn't exist because that's serious. And R. Kelly has an issue and there's a documentary about it.
Everything gets started somewhere.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll never be paying any compliments.
Your documentary is coming soon on Crackle, okay?
Okay.
No, like seriously, like I was like in the middle of a workout and Seth walked in and Micah was just like, oh, how's your weekend? Like, oh, blah, blah, like, you know, small talk. And then was like, wow, like, I've noticed a difference in, like since you've been working out. And she goes,
right?
So that means if you notice a difference, that means you looked a lot at his doughy ass before he got it in shape. And now you're looking at his very toned ass now that it is in shape, right?
Seth, week before last, we were standing in the studio. And did you or did you not say that I look like I'm skinnier?
Yes, I did.
Did you mean that in any form or fashion of a sexual way?
No, but I was.
But you noticed that I look a little bit leaner.
I did, but I was appropriate.
Yeah, did he comment on your boobs or butt?
No.
Okay.
Okay, those are the no-no zones, as we call them.
Didn't sexualize anything. That's good. Very good.
It doesn't sexualize things.
Well, Danielle, I'm sorry you had to be a part of this too. And apparently Micah the Predator is everywhere. And
she got to you first. I mean, she clearly got to you.
She's instilling a
Micah,
culture.
Micah, you're not a predator.
Thank you. Yes, enabler. Good, good. This is how R. Kelly got started, by enabling.
Do not compare me to R. Kelly.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Have a great day.
Of course. You too.
Silence.
There's a whole wake of destruction in your path.
That's ridiculous. All of this is so ridiculous.
So then it's okay if I'm at the gym to just go, hey, young lady who I barely know, looks like you've been working those glutes, but looks good.
No, that's not
that's
okay.
Not okay. All right. Now
I talk to Seth every single day of my life.
Okay.
He's literally like family. We've established a very brother-sister relationship.
Do you feel like a brother right now?
Well, a brother that can't wear tight shorts around my sister. That's where I feel like we are right now.
Why is that weird?
Thirsty.
Like if my brothers work out all the time, I go sometimes a month without seeing them. When I do see them, I'll compliment them.
Oh yeah, Phoebe's not taking the news very well. I just saw her tweet.
I just saw the tweet
Sorry.
Great. All I have is my reputation, and now it's slandered. Thank
you. There's nothing slandered. There's a big black X over your face. 727-579-1025. So, you know, I did a dry January because I wanted to reset for a little bit. I truly believe alcohol is a poison. It's not like I envy. I respect those of you who can have one or two drinks and then call it a night. You know what I mean? Like know when to say when. Mm-hmm. I've never been really good at that. And as I get older, alcohol seems to affect me a lot more profoundly, especially the next day. Just awful hangovers where you feel like death. So for the month of January, I was keeping it dry, and then the first public event I did was Friday night. It was like a bowling party for the Knights of Santiago for the night parade. And I'm talking to somebody about it, and they were like, well, come on, why don't you have a drink? Which you know is going to happen. Like, when you don't drink, people who do drink feel very self-conscious about their own drinking, and they want you to drink, so they feel less awkward about drinking.
Yeah, that is an interesting...
It sucks.
It's an interesting thing, because I don't know what makes people do that.
It's either insecurity or they don't want to feel like they're doing something wrong, so they want you to do something that's harmful also. I don't get it, but I've seen it happen a lot, and I hate it.
When they say go ahead and have a drink, are they offering to buy you a drink?
Oh, there's drinks right there, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I've even in the past heard people like, come on, man, what's one drink? What? Instead of being like, hey, good for you, you're making good choices that you feel good about.
Right.
So then on Friday night, I'm talking to somebody, and they were like, well, you know, why don't you just have a drink? I said, well, you know, I made it a dry January. And they go, well, 30 days isn't going to mean any difference when it comes to your health.
Yeah, actually it does.
And I go, what? I said, 30 days without hangovers? 30 days of being able to wake up at 8 o'clock so I can jam in a trip to the gym before a 10 o'clock meeting it's everything, right?
It changes your liver enzymes.
I don't know enough about the body and I don't think that in 30 days there's going to be this magic transformation, but I think 30 days without alcohol is probably pretty good for your body.
Yes.
Well, I mean, when you go to the doctor, I think the first thing they ask you, do you drink? I believe that's the first question. So
And I'm just challenging myself not to do it. And I feel pretty good about it. And so that happened Friday night, and I was left just going, what a weird thing to say. It doesn't make any difference. And then I got to the Super Bowl party yesterday, and, man, they were so cool about it. They're like, if you decide you want to drink, there's Tito's and soda right there. That was the only time it was mentioned for the rest of the night. And that's how you know, there's some respect going on there. But so my point of bringing that up is if you have someone who did a dry January and they carried it over to, like, February 4th, which I think is today, give them a pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a little good for you. You don't have to understand why they're doing it. You don't have to like why they're doing it. But maybe just understand that they want to make their life a little bit better. And maybe dry January turns into dry February, which turns into 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, or the rest of their life without having to pickle their liquor for a false sense of security in public situations.
My thing, too, is whenever I do meet someone who doesn't drink, I always think about it in a positive. I've had people react when I used to not drink and they thought, oh, is there an issue? Was there an alcoholic in your family? I'm like, no, I just want to feel good tomorrow morning when I wake up at 6.
Yeah, and the thing is, what if the answer is yes, there was an issue? You know what I mean? What if someone stopped drinking because they got a DUI and killed somebody? Mm-hmm. Or what if they stopped drinking because they got really, really drunk and got into a fight or got their ass kicked or found themselves in a bad legal situation or whatever? maybe you just don't need to ask any questions. Just go, hey, I wish you luck in that. But, man, sometimes you really feel like a leper if you make a decision not to drink in public situations. It really makes you look around and go, why do we all feel the need to do that? Again, not judging anybody. You can have a beer, two beers, five beers, and still be responsible and feel good about life the next day. That ain't me. And you guys will get to a point where man, you wake up the next morning and it is no longer worth it. So you're drinking again?
Yeah. I got back on the wagon over the weekend. Yeah.
How you feeling?
I mean, I'm not one to like really go for it hard very often, but I had a drink at Dr. Barbecue, and then I had some Moscow Mules downtown, and then I had a few more of those on Saturday. And a couple more yesterday.
All right.
Oh, man. Were you drunk when we went to the market?
No, not at all. It was later in the day that I got drunk.
Okay.
Then I wasn't drunk. I had like three or four drinks over the span of a time. And then everything was okay.
Nobody's on trial here.
Yeah, I feel like I am.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. So if you didn't see the news over the weekend, a gigantic controversial name is coming to the Tampa Bay area for a series of comedy shows. And I'm very intrigued. Oh, hold on one second. Hello?
Dry January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Danielle, the other Danielle, the one who works over at Magic in the mornings. Now, you are completely sober.
Totally, but that doesn't mean I wasn't face down in a bush on my 21st birthday. I've drank before, but I haven't had anything to drink for like 12 or 13 years probably.
Oh,
and
wow.
I never drank. I just socially drank because I looked young. And so I felt like it was a way to show people that I was older, you know, that I was old enough to buy a drink and fit in. And then you just wake up the next morning and you taste gross and you don't have control of your surroundings. And yeah, so I'll help you with anybody who wants to try to pressure you. It happens to me all the time. It's easy.
It's so funny because I was just with John over the weekend, and I was telling him about how cool you were back in the day.
Yeah, he was telling me how cool
you were.
Yeah, how you used to be. Yeah,
yeah, how you would kind of experiment with different things. So yeah, now.
That 21st birthday was a very rough evening, thanks in part to one Mr. Seth Kushner.
What did he do to you?
He didn't do anything to me. We went back to your house after the Fisher and Boy birthday bash, where I was dunked into a dunk tank full of Miller Lite and taking shots of, I would just say, oh, I'll have what you're having. Oh, Patron, great. Oh, Long Island iced tea, that sounds great. And then we went back to his house. What did we smoked, right? And
yes.
Then we went out to, we went to Furbs in this prom dress that I kept the tag tucked in because I was like, I'm going to return this. I can't afford this dress. And then I ended up throwing up everywhere on the dress. It was just a rough night. And then that was pretty much it. Like that, I think that's one of the last times. I mean, occasionally here and there, but that was the last time I really drank.
All right.
I can count on my hand, like one hand, how many times. And I just don't like that feeling.
Well, good. Well, I'm riding that sober train with you, and I will look for you for comfort when people try to shame me for my sobriety.
Danielle, what did you think about Adam Levine's nipples last night? Were you into them? Did they do anything for you?
They were fine. They don't do anything for me. I looked at Derek, and it's like, at what point do you decide that this is where I'm going to just rip my shirt off? I mean, he looks good. It doesn't really do anything for me.
I got you. Well, thank you, Danielle. Keep kicking ass on Magic, and I appreciate the phone call.
Goodbye.
Bye. She's great. So we'll come back and we'll talk about this big controversial name on his comeback tour in the Tampa Bay area.
Tahiro.
Certainly not that.
Yeah, I mean, you the way that you look at this guy, the way you've accepted him has, you know, led me to accept him more.
He's a jerk off, and I'm not spending my money to go see him, and I'll tell you why next on Drew Garabo Live. If you can get a Safe Touch security system in your home and only pay the monthly monitoring fee, that is a heck of a deal, and that's exactly what they're offering just for you. Safe Touch, where you know you can be in your house and no one's going to spy on you like that do-it-yourself doorbell company did. They got busted a couple weeks ago because they don't have encryption in their security cameras, so a couple of employees were able to hack in to one of their customers' security systems and look in on them. No thanks. Safe Touch, they have encryption. They won't do that to you. They have the two-way communicator, which is proven to provide faster emergency response because of verified alarms, and it'll reduce the possibility of false alarms. The SafeTouch Advanced system uses a network of GSM towers, so you don't have to worry about a phone line go down, internet connections go down, and only SafeTouch has smash and crash technology that'll stop crooks before they can get in your home or your business. With a SafeTouch system, you're always connected to your home and your loved ones, and you even get a nice mobile app that you can use to look in on who's getting the liquor cabinet, etc. Call 888-723-8682. Mention the promo code TAMPA. They'll hook you up with a free color camera with audio for no additional monthly fee. 888-723-8682 or safetouch.com.